Let's read from the Holy Word of God today. There's no hope for America without the Word of God. We're going to read from 1 Thessalonians 5:14-23. We exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient towards all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. You're not doing that when it comes to Halloween. You're not abstaining from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace shall sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the glorious word of God. Oh, the eternal truth that we can have. But how do you get that? How do you acquire the eternal word of God? You must repent to the blood of Jesus Christ. You must submit yourself to the King of Kings. You must embrace the shed blood and the resurrection by repentance. Lest you repent, you will perish. Those were the first ministry words of Jesus Christ. And when you're born from above, you can be born from above by the kingdom of God. And when you're born from above, holiness and obedience marks your truth, marks your life, marks your path. And then you endure to the end. But unless you have that in your life, unless your heart is set on the kingdom, unless you're testing all things and avoiding all evil, unless you're coming out of all sin, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Missouri has no hope. America has no hope. The world has no hope. But the hope is in Jesus Christ, not your Sunday religion, not your pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, not your feminized, sodomized, materialized, paganized culture, but Jesus Christ, who calls us to avoid all evil. Jesus Christ, who calls us to goodness and truth. Jesus Christ, who calls us to walk in all light. Jesus Christ, who calls us to turn from all darkness. Jesus Christ, who's coming back in flaming fire. This word is true, and you must repent to enter the kingdom of God. Loving our neighbor, warning you of the goodness and the severity of this holy God, who will destroy every way of man and Satan and false religion and cleanse it by fire and receive his own to himself. That's not even scheduled for you.